It's the Daily Talk Show, TJ.
Did it again.
Yep.
Same as yesterday. 31.
Yeah, boy.
What's 30, up?
31 was, I think, my basketball number for a while. 31.
You were a basketball guy.
Yep. Played for Warriors, not all Saints, just Saints.
I could imagine you. I remember like seeing kids go to. I never played basketball; it wasn't my thing.
Okay,
but I saw I can play it. But I'm just, yeah,
shithouse.
More of a footy guy.
I played footy too.
Okay.
I can't remember if I made it to 50 games. Loved a banner.
I love achievements that you're pulling on as a 27-year-old from when you were a child. It's like fuck.
I won like best on ground 1 year.
Oh yeah,
it was like under 10s. Do you know why the reason was?
Why?
Because it was like a round robin type of deal, and they were all on. I got my first goal ever.
Yeah,
and it was just because it was round robin. They were playing on smaller ovals, so I could actually run and make it to the end, whereas I could never fucking run an entire oval and actually kick a goal.
I played footy. This is a quick footy story before I get into something I want to talk about.
Footy chat.
I had a big hit, and I went down like a sack of shit.
Yeah.
And my best mate at the time, his dad was the runner, and he ran out and fucking just to check if I was all right. He's like, Tommy, you all right, mate? And I was like, yeah, I'm all right. He said, where do you live? I said, what? Where do you live? I said, what do you mean? You know where I live. He was trying to check if I was concussed. And I outsmarted him, thinking he was a dickhead for asking where I live.
Mate, we're playing a fucking game. I'll tell you. Dad knows. Go ask him. That's so funny. My dad was a runner for my footy club, Endeavour Hills Footy Club. And he wasn't like a really fit guy, but he really got into it. He once swore at the umpire while he was being a runner, had to go to the tribunal.
Did he?
Yeah. It's one of those
shit.
Dads.
And what happened to him?
Apparently, like, no one ended up rocking up to the tribunal, so it was all fine. But
regional.
Yeah, exactly.
Club footy.
But
that's funny.
So many of those types of stories.
We pull on stuff from our childhood stories and
nostalgia
shit.
Nostalgia alert.
Yeah, well, that's the reality of it, right? Because you're just your memories from the past that make up who you are today. But it's like, I feel there is a point where
to move on. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like,
I literally had a friend say to me, she's like, I've never heard about, she's like, how old are you? I'm like, 27. She's like, I've never heard of someone speak so much about their past. Like,
that you
young.
Do, that was saying to you.
She was like, yeah, she was like, I would assume that you were in school like a year ago.
I know, but maybe it is, because I feel like I'm well past the school stuff, and I feel like I've can't, but I feel like I remember, it was almost like a Tamagotchi evolving. I feel like I came out of there and I've moved into this new space as an adult, and I almost feel a bit
like
cringe,
more nostalgic.
Nah, but I'm like, I don't, that past stuff isn't me, because I think like you're 18 when you leave school, and you've only been out of school for less than 10 years.
Yeah.
Which is such a small amount of time in the scheme of life. Like, you were in school more than you were fucking, you've been out of school.
And I was just such an outrageous kid too.
You're just you're a big fucking kid now.
Yeah. I am a bit, am I? Do you think, I think that's like conducive to creativity and just being a bit sort of fucking playful and.
I was hearing about creativity. I think it was Jordan Peterson was saying that, like,
you're all about this Jordan Peterson guy.
Well,
yeah? How do you describe him?
He's a clinical psychologist, but he's a pioneer of free speech, and he just makes a lot of logical sense approaching very serious topics. But he also has educated me on things require layered discussions, so big topics that are talked about in headline media.
Yeah.
Very, I guess, polarizing. They spark people's thoughts in a specific way that's driven by their agenda or driven by what they think will do best for them. And so Jordan, he's very intelligent. So he unpacks things amazingly, right? So, and he makes sure that you understand that there's layers to this conversation.
You hate when I talk in layers, though, don't you? Like,
I hate when you I hate you. No, layers are fine, but if you need to identify and not just run through layers, like,
because you get annoyed
connecting layers constantly, right? So you're going, no, we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very intelligent, and I'm into
Jordan,
listening.
Not me. Go on.
Yeah. I'm into listening to intelligent people. It's like,
what sort of a statement?
No, but like, it makes me feel good, even though I don't fucking get it right. It's like, have you listened to Sam Harris?
Yeah. Do you think Albert Einstein would have had a podcast?
Yes, he definitely would have.
Who would have been the Gary Vaynerchuk of, like, could you just imagine fucking, I can't even think of anyone.
No, previous I don't to know. The 90s. I don't know. Great history.
Steve Jobs having a podcast.
Mm.
The Startup Show.
Well, he
fucking
was
talking about Apple.
He's someone who actually knows. What was I fucking talking about? Why did I bring up Jordan Peterson before you took us on to
creativity?
Oh, yeah. And so you're saying that, like, you can predetermine someone's political stance, left or right, based on a personality test. So creative people tend to lean towards the right.
Really?
For
right?
Yeah, for specific... Oh, I can't remember. Fuck, I might be butchering that. But either way, it's because creative people... And you're saying that creative people struggle... It might be the opposite. It's not the point of what I'm trying to say, though.
It is a big point.
No, it's not. I was saying it's like it just your personality test can determine your
let's just forget the right bit. Because if you think about it, North side's pretty fucking creative and shit like that. Most people are left, sort of.
Okay, but it's
hippies.
Not my point, though.
Okay,
what I'm leading to is creativity and the struggles that people have,
mm-hmm.
and it's like money.
Uh huh.
Making money out of your creativity.
Definitely left, yeah.
And so it's like, oh, fuck, I've lost it. I don't even know where I was going. You fucking confused me too much, because I wasn't ever going to try and specifically say which one was which.
And that
which.
Was even me being good. Like, I was really being attentive and listening.
Yeah.
But then there was an opening which I felt like was a good time to talk, but it clearly derailed you. You'll get better at it, I guess, this whole talking thing.
Fuck off, cunt. That's the first time I called you a cunt in this podcast.
That's okay. Not the first time ever.
Now, it's amazing how you can just be fucking so rattled that you forget everything you're saying in the moment.
What rattles you, do you think? In life. Like, if you're on a job, if you're doing a client job, what do they have to say or do, or what happens for you to be rattled?
Oh, I think if you were told that you're doing the wrong thing, or it's like it's not working.
Yeah.
Because then you start going into overdrive of fucking panicking.
Or a client that asks something that's very, very technical, that's something that only like we should know, can sometimes be a bit.
Where you struggle is if you actually try and talk about something as if you know it.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah,
then
if you're trying
you,
to fake shit.
The, yeah, when you
which
fake.
Which early days would have been you, right? Like when you were fucking getting started on all this shit versus the confidence that you'd have now on understanding it.
Yeah,
but 100%. If they're asking about aperture and shit at the early days when you're fucking rocking...
What the fuck auto, is white balance of the camera?
Exactly. They're like, mate, is the white balance right? What the fuck are you guys talking about? White balance? What do you
it's
mean?
It's meant to look green.
Yeah, it's the look.
It's the
don't
look
don't know
of
about
it.
Colour grading. Fix it in post.
Faking it till you make it is a... It's a
I don't know if I've done... I'm trying to think if I've... I think you... Everyone... I don't know if I've actively faked... I think there's people who are just fucking bullshitters.
Yeah.
And they take fake it till you make it too literally.
Mm.
So they're like, okay, I'm going to bullshit my way through versus stopping that fucking bit of your brain which is saying you're useless, you can't sort of... we'll definitely put the explicit tag
on
this.
What did you say to me? Yeah, definitely. What did you say to me the other day? You're like... it was almost around Gary Vee. It's like everyone is making it up.
Yeah.
Like to a certain degree, you know a lot of stuff, but you're also making it up because you don't know
what's
what
the
future holds.
It's the executing, right? And I think that what can happen is there are people who like say if we listen to a podcast and it's a bit shit, you get a bit fucking annoyed because you're like, these fuckers don't know what they're doing. And there's something really annoying about people who... aren't at the level that you want them to be at and they're doing something because it sort of makes you question like maybe I should be doing it.
Yeah.
But
you mean you see someone shit who's almost having a bit of success or they're doing and you're like...
It's super inspiring. Nothing's more like, you know, you go to a comedy night and someone's really shit and you think, mate, fuck, I could give this a go. It's like it's the...
So there's plenty of people who have that thought but then couldn't actually do it.
Oh, and so many people that would... yeah, assume that they could do something and then they actually do it and they realize that it's so much harder. Because you're just looking at it from like this really sort of... Mm. You think about filmmaking, people are like, oh, it's fucking neat. Like, it's only this, this and this. And then they fuck up their shutter or they... their focus is fucked or they lose a card. Like, there's so many elements.
You don't have to be the best to win, right?
Most people aren't the best that wins. Like, I had this conversation with someone the other day where it's like, you know, talking about someone that we want to sort of build up and they're like, you know, they're so smart, they're so intelligent, they just need to do X, Y, and Z. I'm like, yeah, but they're not doing X, Y, and Z. And that's the difference. Like, I'm a bit of a dummy. Like, I was shit at school. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wasn't... And not necessarily saying that I'm fucking anything now, but there's fuckers who are way smarter than me who are doing way less. I think it's almost a curse. I think having that pressure of being really smart is a curse. Like, I couldn't fucking... Nostalgia alert. Like, I couldn't fucking read properly for so long. I think I talked about that. It took, like, to grade three where they worked out, oh, fuck, Josh can't actually read. He's just being... making shit up.
Telling stories that's not the book story.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking riffing.
It's probably a better book.
But even best people in the world, like, you know, best business people in the world, Richard Branson, dyslexic. A lot of these people have these issues that then help them with success versus if you're this fucking smart person, like, you end up just fucking... It's so overwhelming.
I'm going to pull it away from getting into... Yeah. Talking about success.
We always fucking go there.
We all judge people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I pick up on it sometimes where, like, if Brie and I are at the traffic lights and there's, like, people walking past and before you know it, we've spoken about seven of them and what they're wearing. Do you do that? It's like, oh, look at this. But, oh, wow, look at what she's wearing. Oh, man, that guy, has he got a boner? Like, all of that stuff.
I definitely have. But so I guess this is the old me as a kid was probably one of those fucking, like, punks that an adult would look at. And I would look at and go, he's a little punk for thinking that. And so I used to think, like, have you ever met someone that has, like, a legit nose hair? Like, I'm not talking about inside. Everyone's got hairs inside their nose. I'm talking about off the side of their nose.
No.
Like, a long hair.
No.
Never?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck, man. I've seen the hairs, like, coming out.
I get,
out.
Like, a big eyebrow. Like, I'll sometimes brush. I'm like, what the fuck?
Really long hair.
No, I think that that's, like, my fringe. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
And
pull it out.
I used to look at people with really long ear hairs coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, how the fuck do you not know you got all that coming out your ear? You got a hair on your nose. And I used to be judgy like that, thinking, how do you not know? Like, are you not looking in
and
the fucking mirror?
And then you grow your nose hairs and shit, and then you're like, oh, hang on.
I don't have a nose hair, but I fucking definitely have a bit of ear hair coming along. And I've got to the point where I look in the mirror, I'm like, what the fuck? But it's been there for a little while. And I'm like, I'm the fucking... I was the person that I was judging back then. And now here I am with fucking ear hair.
It's fucking karma.
Mm.
I was shaving my face in the shower. I have to shave in the shower so I don't leave hair everywhere. And I was just like, maybe I'm going to give my pubes a trim. Right? So I ended up like... I started off just sort of like... a little bit further away from... the, like, I didn't have anything to control sort of the length. So, I started off far...
So,
and then,
it wasn't a one. Is this like a... Yeah, is this a specific beard shaver?
No, yeah, but it just had like the one thing. But I'm like, if I just shave from above it, like sort of giving it a bit of length, will it... Anyway, I fucked it and ended up just like fully shaving. But the weirdness...
You've done a bony, just bald.
I'm bald. But the weirdness of it is I'm not used to it. So it constantly feels like my fly's undone. Like, it just feels like I've got skin sort of touching my shorts. And I'm like walking around constantly like feeling my fly. Weird fucking feeling.
I know. It fucking feels weird.
Have you always been... Do you think most guys would be trimming their pubes?
You got to think a majority of men are manicuring themselves to certain degrees. Like, I go to the gym and I see... dudes who bring their...
You've seen a lot of cock.
Yeah, because
at the gym.
I mean, you see a bit of cock.
Yeah, go on.
It's a fucking weird thing.
No, it's fine.
So I see dudes
bringing...
It's
your truth.
I see dudes bringing, like, what do you call it? Like a bathroom bag or what the fuck, I don't even know. I'm not fucking like a, it's a bag that
holds, toiletries bag.
A toiletries bag. Yeah. See, this is the thing. I don't fucking have any of this shit, and I've never been one to bring to the gym a toiletries bag.
Well, I also don't, why do it at the gym? Like, why?
No, you don't know gym culture. The dudes can't go before work. You haven't seen the cock I've seen, all right? You fucking. That's
going to be our promo bit. We're starting promos today. That's the.
You haven't seen the cock I've seen. So dudes go to the gym. They get. They have their train. They have a shower. And then get ready for work. Like some guys are full getting back into a, getting into a suit. And so there's guys that like will do their beard, then put lotion on their face, and then put lotion in their beard, blow dry their hair, and then they'll fucking gel their hair.
You go to a pretty fucking special gym though. Everyone is like, Brie fucking hated going there because everyone's got like a full face of makeup and.
Yeah, I mean, these are. To be seen places, but a lot of these guys are just going off to work. But I see them and I go, fuck, that's not me. Like, I'm so far from that. I chuck all my shit in the bag and I probably stink. And I'm like, I kind of want to be a bit more like that, but I don't have it in me to do it. Yeah. It's such a, like, but I think, so there'd be guys that sort of gravitate towards manicuring themselves and shaving their pubes. I do it. So but I don't do the other manicuring.
So you'll just like show, like what's the tactic? Is it sort of, do you do like a, what's that, like a fade? Do you have a pube fade?
I've nearly fucking ripped my nuts open once.
Fuck, I almost like.
Have you ever cut your nuts and bled?
I cut my nuts a little bit last time, but the funny thing was that I then got scared, so I've got like this like hairy sack. Just it really pronounces the hairy balls when you've shaved everything else.
This is really. But then
you also don't know where to stop. It's like all of a sudden you're like, oh, that sort of touches my leg. Before you know it, you're at your fucking knees.
Well, I think there's an expectation. Well, there's not an expectation. I think there's definitely women seen to be having less hair. I think there's a perception that women should be bare down there. Right?
Yeah, not north side, I don't think.
If you can. I think there's a movement against it, right?
Sure.
But my point is, if girls would probably think the same, right? You don't want some guy who's out of control.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do. What do you reckon?
I don't know. Well, I hadn't thought about it. I've trimmed probably previously, but I was just like, my shaver is really good. So I thought I'd give it a crack.
Like, I haven't felt pressure from my partner.
Oh, it's never a thing, which is sort of hurtful, isn't it? It's like, you don't care? But the shock when Brie saw it, just, what the fuck? It was awesome. I like, it was, I sort of did an unveiling. I just try to make not a big deal about it and just sort of.
But you had a robe and you got your film lights on you.
So funny.
Darling, look at this.
It's, I don't know. How do you trim your fingernails and stuff?
I bite them. But I bite, like, here's the thing. I am a biter to the right length, and then I don't bite them. I'm not a nervous biter.
Well, that's what I do too, but is that fucking a bit piggish? It is, isn't it?
Well, I think people say that it weakens your nails. I could probably ask one of the dudes that goes to the gym.
Hey, mate.
Hey, buddy. Do I...
What length have you got there on your pubes? I'm trying to... can I measure it with my hand? There's the obvious benefits of it looks bigger and stuff as well.
Yeah. Who the fuck's doing that? Unless you just, maybe it's single dudes who are hoping
if you're insecure, I guess like the more you can do to sort of
enhance it,
push it out. Talking about manicuring though, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
You watched it?
I haven't watched the new one. I followed them on Instagram, but they're back on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else other than that.
Yeah, I told you last night, the interesting thing is they're not just styling straight dudes.
Yeah.
They're saying, it's like a push now. It's like, it's not just straight men that need styling. It's also the gays, because they're not all...
Is Carson on it? Do we know?
I don't know.
He was sort of the go-to... celeb for Melbourne Cup for a while there. You know, he'd be fucking connected with Maya. Actually, that was like, feels like way after fucking Queer Eye entered, he was going to the races.
I worked late last night and Amy... Congrats. Thanks, mate. Thanks. That's it. I didn't want to say anything. So they, Amy was watching Queer Eye the whole time that I was gone. She was loving it.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, the new one. Netflix.
I need to get on it. So I'm pretty sure. Oh, that's nostalgia right.
You
alert.
Mentioned this. Tell me you mentioned earlier on this podcast.
Like when I was a kid, I would watch Queer Eye for the Straight Guy nonstop.
Yeah, but what did you do with the shirts?
Yeah, so I would take all the feedback on. Like really, really. So there's a few things. I remember them like talking about shaving, and I tried shaving before I had any facial hair.
Yeah.
And I did the opposite of what you meant to do. I sort of fucked up what you meant to do. And rather than like pulling your face so it's like nice and taut, I did the opposite. And scrunched my chin up.
Oh no.
And went over it. And so cut my chin. Because I was like no idea. The other thing that I did is they would always talk about moisturizer.
Yeah.
So I'd be putting heaps of moisturizer on my face. And because you're a kid, you're getting fucking acne. So just like fucking lubing up my face and getting all of this acne. But then the best thing I took from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy were the shirts. They would talk about, they'd always have these fat cunts on, and they're like, you know what, we've got a style that's really you. It's going to make you feel confident, and it's going to just make you look a little bit thinner. And they would use vertical stripes.
Yeah.
And Best and Less had the best vertical stripe shirt range, and I would just fucking buy them all. And so there was a good portion of my childhood, and I'm talking like only 13, 14, where, you know, people would be going out, they would go to fucking JJ's or something like that, and they'd have that sort of that Metro-esque style, like bright purples with greens and all that sort of thing.
Here's you ready for a boardroom meeting. Yeah.
I literally look like a corporate who's finished up for the day. Just like a bit cash with the open. Yeah, I was a bit of a fucking weird unit. But I loved Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah.
But it does, it does bring up the whole like keeping all fucking manicured and looking after yourself.
Yeah, I respect it if that's your fucking where you go with your head, but it's in terms of the moisturizers and all of that shit, I can't. I've just got no capacity in my brain to think about that.
I did try when Zoe Foster-Blake brought out her Bro2 skincare.
Bro2.
I bought some of that, and that was great. That was actually, do you wash your face? What do you do when you get in the shower?
Water. Wash my face.
Do you really like make it a thing where you wash your face?
If I remember.
Really not a thing. Like for me, it's like lather up, sort of, you do your bits, fucking give it a rinse.
Mm. Yeah, I'm thorough with the bits.
Yeah, but just, that's it. That's all. It's all bits action.
And my underarms. You just need to get that
like,
done.
I don't reckon. The times that I really wash my underarms, every fucking time I forget that I've done it, I go out. I'm like, what the fuck is under my arm? I've got like suds.
I forget to wash them.
I'm a full numpty. So,
need help from Queer Eye.
I really do. Straight guy. In the shower.
Oh, it's not called for the Straight Guy anymore. Queer Eye.
Queer Eye, of course. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, but how often do you wash your hair?
Fuck, mate. Every time I get a haircut.
That's so good though, because I got into the habit of washing my hair heaps.
Yeah.
And now after 2 days it's fucking oily and I need to wash it again.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do, not washing your hair all the time.
Is it?
Yeah. Because
it's all your natural. Is this another tip from Queer Eye?
Yeah, well, it's all the natural oils and shit like that. But Queer Eye, they would talk about like, I remember being a kid. This was pre-Queer Eye.
Nostalgia alert.
Being in prep, I had a teacher, Mr. Danson, who I fucking loved. He played guitar and had this slicked back hair. And so I remember ruining Mum's brush because I would get like a chunk of wax. I had no sense of like how much you would use. Like Mum would always say, "You only need a 5 cent piece." But I would literally like grab it with my hands, like have a whole chunk of it, and I'd put it in my hair and like you'd be able to see the wax. It was so much wax. I would use like half a jar in one go. I'd sleek it back. And I couldn't play guitar, but I'd borrow my brother's guitar, bring it to school, just fucking strum.
Yeah.
Man, I was such a weird unit. I
would greasy little motherfucker. Yeah,
I would. Real fucking, real greasy. And on that, I was talking the other day about clubs and how I'd fucking do the Czech people... do footy. Did we do that on the show?
No, you just told me.
So I would. I was obsessed with creating spreadsheet like attendance lists. So if people wanted to play footy, they'd have to put their name on it, and then I'd go through like say their name, and I'd
you
like
just wanted to be the fucking off. Gatekeeper that had a bit of control.
I loved that shit.
John, you here? Yeah. Present.
And the funny thing is, I'd get them to write their names down on the date and then read it out. But they'd just written them down, so of course they were there. It was just a bit of a power play. But finally, the one, I was the only kid in school, in primary school, that was allowed to use the PA system. So I used to be able to walk through, you could go through the principal's office to access it. And we're like, oh, hey, Mr. Wall. I'd be like, dun, dun, dun. Sorry for the interruption. Could all year five students, that's all year five students.
I get it.
Please make their way to the gymnasium. Gymnasium. I'd fuck it up sometimes.
Did you actually fuck shit up?
No, I was pretty on it. But fuck, I loved the power.
If I went and spoke to, because you do, I reckon you are the person in my life that talks most about his past.
Yeah.
As a kid. When the fuck's that going to stop?
I don't know.
Are you going to, like, when you're 40, you got to talk about when you're, like, 100%. Nowadays?
That's what I was talking about you before. It's like the, it's something about, like, looking at the past. If and I, this it will eventually be the past, and we'll look at it fondly of, like, remember, like, us just getting the coffees and fucking worry free and all that sort of shit.
If I went and talked to kids from your school, like how much would these memories align? What do you think that
their how about memories- we do this? How about on my Facebook today, I'll ask people, hey, if you went to school with me, can you please tell me what you remember of me?
Will you put that up?
Yeah.
Do you think people are actually right?
I think so. I was a pretty fucking outrageous kid.
Say you're going to talk about it on the podcast, and if it's fun, the funnier the better.
Yeah.
The more real, the better.
I think that, we'll definitely have a bunch of them. Did you ever do the things that you put in a fucking, you put it in a tube and then they put it underground, the time capsule? Did you do that with your school?
No.
Probably left before they even...
So I think we're just so opposite, because I was just looking at any chance to get the fuck out of there, to start life. Because life starts when you finish school.
It's true.
It's a mess when you're there, because you're just trying to fucking survive and be a little human in this weird world.
Yeah.
And so you come out of it and you're having real interactions. People are treating you like a real human. That's what, like, I love getting older for many reasons, and I hate it also for many reasons. But it's like I love the responsibility. Yeah. And the ownership you can take over your own fucking life. Because when you're a kid, there's no ownership there.
No.
Other than do your homework. Don't tell me what to do. It's like, but when you're older, it's like you've got no option, because you won't survive if you don't do the right thing. Or
Bree was asking me if we had a kid, what I would, like, what sort of school I'd send him to.
Mate, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah.
I've got a kid.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're
fucked. Trying to fucking think past
that. Steiner school.
Yeah.
Because sure. I'm like, I don't want the bullshit of the private school shit. I want them to have some sort of grunge to them.
Mm. Well, they focus on music, they focus on...
Yeah, I want, like, career
arts.
And there's a whole new school just opening up in Williamstown, which is specifically around, like, startup culture. So they learn fucking agile. I wonder what those kids are... Because developers within startups can be little fuckers. Like, they're pains in the ass. Like, they're prima donna. Is that, like, a sexist? I don't even know what prima donna means. Do you?
Why are you bringing it up if you don't?
Well, prima... You know, I just naturally was going to say it. They're prima donnas. What does that mean? I'm guessing, like, Madonna was a...
Anyway...
Anyway, startup culture, I feel like, has the negative side too, which is just like, I don't know. Like,
so Steiner was a person.
Probably.
No, what he, yeah, it was. Yeah. And so I looked into going to a Steiner school as a kid. And having your baby sleep without blankets, or like without, so their arms are free, is like a method of Steiner.
Interesting.
There's a lot of different methods of... It's the Steiner approach.
I just like the idea of, like, not being fully into a curriculum, like learning shit. But what I think should have happened with school is they should have said, okay, you're learning this language and this is connected into economics, and what's going to happen is you're going to learn Mandarin, and then you're actually going to go over there and you're going to be talking about business, and you're going to go into fucking factories. And, like, I just think that they're so, like... The school that I went to, the teachers were literally just babysitting. They just were making sure that people weren't getting into punch-ons and no one was trying to stab anyone. That was literally, like, their job. Yeah. And there was nothing, there was no big thinking. There was nothing like that. And I loved a lot of my teachers. They were great.
It gives me, I cringe talking about school.
Well, maybe we'll finish. Like, let's try and not talk. Let's think about other nostalgia. I think one thing
you think about.
I know, I think about it a lot. But it's because I just feel like little stories, right? I've just got so many little stories.
You bring them out from your adulthood. I mean, I like the squeegee one, episode 14. No,
that was high school still.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that was okay.
It wasn't my adult fucking story. Thank you. My last week story. Well, okay. Let's finish up by telling me a story from last week.
Fuck. See, I can't fucking remember.
Isn't it funny? Maybe Sydney. It's my long-term memory. Maybe I've got a fucking great long-term memory, but true. A shit short-term memory. But also short-term stuff, you feel in it, right? So me saying about something that happened, like we're still in it. It's not really, you can't look at it in front. Like fuck-ups aren't funny. Funny things aren't as funny.
I think it's easy to talk about stuff in the past because it's not who you are now.
Yeah, you detach.
And when
you're
talking, I've said let's talk about our businesses and you're like, oh, maybe it's too revealing for people that are listening.
It's like
I think everyone is going through this learning, and it's the people who are acting like they fucking know it all, or like, hey, I've got our shit together, this is how you do it. It's like the reality is everyone's just fumbling through life, and some are just more optimal in some areas. And
but I think that what happens too is within all this realm of authenticity that people are trying to push, I think there's this like fake, not fake authenticity, but us talking about, say, specifically nuanced stuff within our business, people will then like take that and then try and apply it to their stuff, where it's like, it is so fucking, there are so many elements to everything that makes up all of these things that in isolate, for us to be able to really give context within, say, your business and where you're at, I just worry that people are like, oh, well, that's like, oh, fuck, Tommy did it. And it's like, but you can easily forget all of this other shit that you were going through or the other stuff. So we still go super selective. I think that it's like health or anything like that. It's like our
stop
conversations
bringing up fucking
with
health.
We literally, the reason
no,
we started
but, no,
this
but
podcast.
No, I don't even
want to
go there, but it's like your point around, I think it's overthinking what other people are going to think about what you were saying.
No, I don't think that what did you pay in tax last year?
Fuck, I don't know.
Well, see, the thing is that you don't owe that. Like, I think there are some things where it's like, you actually...
But I could tell you, but it's a quarterly payment that I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but the thing is, so I think my point is that there are certain things where it's like, I've been really transparent with people with stuff, and then I see where it goes and where it's like becomes these headlines, right? So it's like, maybe you had a really good month and for whatever reason, like you've spoken to a mate about that thing, and then they become obsessed with that number, right? So they're like, oh fuck, he made 100k that month, and then all of a sudden they think you're fucking a rich cunt and that you're gonna fucking
pay
but
that's okay, it doesn't matter because it's their own. Here's a story that I was told recently, and it plays into the nosy people taking from information what they will.
Yeah,
this guy sold a house, bought a new one, and this dude messaged this guy who sold the house and said, hey man, I was just wondering, he actually wasn't wondering anything. He was basically emailing him to tell him that he'd gone back on the original sale price that he bought that first property for, and then looked at how much he sold it for, and then looked at the stamp duty he would have had to pay for selling that house, and basically just told him, so you only made 15 grand on that sale. Is that correct? This is some fucking cunt who's gone out of his way to like look into all this stuff, but it's like that will happen.
But this
you
is my this
that,
is my
right?
thing. So it's like I respect people, like everyone that's listening right now. I respect you, and I'm telling like
well,
I'll tell you
because I don't know who you are.
Well, no,
when
I
we
respect
meet
them,
you. We might not respect
no,
you.
No, we respect the fact that you're fucking interested.
I respect
in listening.
You listening. I appreciate. It. Please.
The thing is
more.
Though that there is that like what I've realized over these years is it's like. Don't owe people shit. Mm. If I want to talk about stuff, I'll talk about it. Mm. But I don't need to get all uncomfortable and like reveal all these. Like, I think that that's a... My squeegee story, fucking hat. I put a squeegee up my ass when I was 14, right?
It never gets old.
I don't care. Like, and that's the thing. But you know what? Like, I think that...
That's the headline of the... We're doing sound bites today, Josh. Yeah,
this is
the
one.
Sound bite.
But I think that people can... You can take that to other things too. There's nothing about being untransparent or not being honest, or like there are just, and this is something that's only happening over time that I'm discovering, is it's boundaries. Mm. It is actually boundaries. It's realizing that like people will people love to apply things and to say things and to take things out of context. And so I always just think of like, okay, well, how is that going to help them? And a lot of times these sound bites that we have where it's like a mate was talking to me about, like, I've got a trust, right? I've got a company that's a trustee of a trust and all this fucking shit, right? Mm. He starts asking all these questions about, so why? Like, what does that mean? How does that... And I'm like, look, I can sort of explain it in this roundabout way. It might not necessarily make all that amount of sense. Mm. And, like, that's a thing that I always wonder about. It's like there's 50 ways to slice and dice different things. And I like to think about talking about broader things. But so many times people can take out little bits of information and they completely miss the point. Mm. And it's even stuff around health and fitness. It's around like they take it and they be pedantic about it and they don't get the same results. Because it's like you might say, I make all my money through retainers or whatever. So then everyone starts going after that and they forget that there's X, Y, and Z that's actually, or what they're thinking is a retainer isn't really a retainer. I don't know where I'm going with it, but I think it's just it's why I think that I don't talk about everything. And if you want me to talk, like, and it's even that thing of picking your brain. I used to have a post-it note, which, because I was going to make a video on it. No, you can't pick my brain. Like, what I'm starting to realize is like, I'm very open to people. I'll give you my thoughts, but I won't like, I don't like, we don't owe people shit. Right. And so like, and that's a very like unglamorous thing to say, and it doesn't sound that appealing, but I will help people lots. I'll do all these sorts of things. I'm like one of the fucking most generous people in the sense of like, of information and helping people grow, but I don't owe it to them. I just do it because I'm actually getting, like, I'm getting joy out of helping.
Well, people want.
Does that make me sound like a cunt, or do you?
No, my friend who's a coach, he says, you know, he charges 300 or whatever it is, $400 for a coaching session per hour.
Yeah.
And people contact him constantly saying, "Can we catch up?" And the reality is, these people just want to pay $3.80, the price of a coffee, for a coaching session.
Yeah.
Because what he does and what the conversation will be over a coffee is a $400 conversation, but he doesn't owe it to them to catch up. They think that it's, and it's a similar thing. You're saying
it's like codependency. It's a, sometimes, like I think when I was younger, I felt like I wanted
nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Like, I used to, used to want everyone to be my friend. I wanted to, I'm just a bit fucking, like I've changed. Man, I've the reason that you and I are so close is actually because like I've deprioritized like so many other people. Because I used to think that everyone was my friend. I really did. I was like,
You had to have them your friend.
Yeah, and that was like the goal. Yeah. And now I'm just like, I'm so fine with having people I like as acquaintances. I don't need to know everything about them. They don't need to know. And we catch up. We have a good time. But that's all it is.
Yeah.
Because I've even had like people who I've been really close with who you actually discover is like, oh, you're a bit of a fuckwit. And it's really disheartening. But then if you realize that like, oh, I'm just controlling me. I don't know, maybe I'm putting up walls. But
no, I think I've been the other way. As in, I've been what you've become.
Yeah.
Earlier on, I don't actually know fucking how.
In what way? What do you mean?
Oh, I've always just sort of categorized my friends in a... like, oh, I've got a lot of acquaintances, but I don't, like, it's not that I don't trust them, but I don't allow myself to put this emphasis on it that is going to end up in a really bad result.
Yeah, like, but you just don't owe people all the, like, by expressing yourself. Like, we are in the business of expressing ourselves and ourselves and doing things creatively, which gives them a lot. I think this is why it happens, because we work with clients who pay us for us to express ourselves and to give them that sort of thing. Mm. So when someone says, hey, I've got a potential job, can we have a meeting? You're naturally like in this mode of like, I'm going to express myself, I'm going to show everything, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Treating everyone like a potential client. But I just don't do that anymore. I'm like, you pay and then I'm going to give you a bunch and I'll like try and help you if I can, but I just do it. The change is I'm doing it on my terms, I think. I'm just like, if I'm not vibing with someone or I just don't have... I won't like catch up with them. I'm just like, nah, I'm busy.
I could not think of anything worse than hanging out with someone I don't want to hang out with.
I used to do it all the time.
Fuck.
So, it's nice. Thanks, everyone. TheDailyTalkShow.com. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can send us an email, hi@TheDailyTalkShow.com. You can even do snail mail, which is P.O. Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067. And can I just say...
What else?
Reviews are appreciated.
Oh, very much so. And subscriptions to YouTube.
Yeah, to iTunes, you numpty.
Subscriptions to my YouTube channel. Mate, you don't have a YouTube channel anymore.
I've retired mine. No, that's a joke. My subscriber base
is going up. I'm very, very happy with it.
Congrats.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone. New O-Bike content coming soon?
Maybe.
Okay.
Potentially.
Bye, guys. Happy Tuesday.